We can't see anything. We can't see a second plane in the picture. There we see the explosion.
Yes.
This is at the World Trade Center. Obviously a major fire there, and there has been some sort of explosion. We don't fully know the details.
Heard a very loud blast, an explosion. Not clear now is why this explosion took place.
Wait a minute. Is something missing here?
What kind of plane? We're getting reports that an airplane hit the building.
I didn't even know that. Honestly, I was walking up and it looked up and saw a big boom and fire.
I didn't see a plane go in. That just exploded.
That recorded this, all they have to do is go back to their archives, hit rewind, and watch it frame by frame.
Professor Reynolds says 9/11 was an inside job, and he joins us here from New York. What do you know that I don't know, and that the rest of America apparently doesn't know?
The government has never even tried to prove it's a OBL story. It's a fiction. You cannot prove a lie. There's your problem.
Well, did you see the videotape that the rest of us saw?
Sure. And I encourage everybody to do a frame-by-frame penetration of the South Tower, and what you will see is a fake, a cartoon display. Because an aluminum plane cannot go through a building like the South Tower was as if it were thin air.
So you're saying, you're suggesting if there's some kind of cartoon animation there, you're suggesting that the news media was a part of this.
Yes,
those pictures came from the news media.
Well, there was only one so-called real-time film.
The picture from our chopper now arriving at the scene. Jim Friedel in Hoboken said it appeared to back sharply and smash directly, perhaps purposefully, into... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
There's another one.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. There's another one.
This seems to be on purpose.
Oh, my goodness. Now it's obvious, I think.
Wait a minute. Is something missing here? Seems that we weren't supposed to see that wide shot. And that's because there's no plane in it. The plane should be visible for over 5 seconds. That's 340 separate images. And there is no plane. The airplane image enters the picture within one video frame. The nose of the airplane appears to pop out the backside of the tower. It's physically impossible for the nose of a Boeing 767 airplane to emerge intact. It's hollow, made of plastic, and not designed to withstand any sort of collision.
Huge dent
in the nose of their plane. Delta Airlines says it was caused by a bird strike. And Thunder was flying from Minnesota to Chicago when it happened.
If you had a regular airplane fly into a building, it would crumple. It wouldn't go through the building and come out the other side as one of the computer-generated images did.
There it is. There it is. The plane went right through.
The plane coming out the other side of Tower 2.
Completely in one side and out the other.
No second plane. It was a bomb. Bombed another building, not second plane. That was the bomb. Who said the second plane?
That's what we're told. The second plane.
No,
we saw it on television.
No, everything.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Did you see what happened? What happened?
Well, I was in the past train, and there was a huge explosion sound. Everyone came out. A large section of the building had blown out around, like, the 80th floor.
Was it hit by something, or was it something
inside?
It was inside.
Because it looked out. Everything was coming out.
Everything.
All the windows were coming out. All the papers.
What is on the sidewalk?
I didn't see anything.
Were there any people hurt, do you know?
I just ran, and everyone in the past train just ran. I don't know if anyone was hurt, but I assume they were because the windows were all blown out.
All right. Thank you.
Later, the second building went off.
Did you see it?
Yes, I saw it. It just blew up. A big explosion. People started running. It was just chaos everywhere.
Yes, I was right there. I was down in the basement. Came down. All of a sudden, the elevator blew up.
We heard the explosion, and we don't know if it was a earthquake or whatever. And they came on the PA system and said it was a bomb, but then we heard it was a plane. So then we went back upstairs because we thought everything was okay. And then we actually didn't see the second plane, but we saw the explosion hit the other tower, and planes just came flying towards us.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Lloyd, Clifton. Lloyd, do you know about the World Trade Center? All right, I'm on the second tower just exploded. No, I went to go vote this morning and I went to park my car and I'm on the roof of this garage and I, as a matter of fact, just caught the second explosion on videotape. No, a bomb, I saw it. No plane hit nothing. The building exploded from the other tower.
We want to bring in Mark Walsh, who's a freelancer for Fox. You live just a few blocks away and witnessed.
Dude, I live on the 43rd floor of a building, which is five blocks from the World Trade Center itself. I witnessed the entire thing from beginning to end.
People talk about how it looked like a movie. I know when I came walking down here early this morning and saw both towers on fire and people on every street corner, it was like a movie, but you watched the planes hit the towers.
I was watching with my roommate. It was approximately several minutes after the first plane had hit. I saw this plane come come out of nowhere and just ream right into the side of the Twin Tower, exploding through the other side. And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense. Mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
Entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it folded down on itself and it is not there anymore.
It should be it.
Thanks very much.
It has completely collapsed.
The whole side has collapsed?
The whole building has collapsed.
The whole building has collapsed?
The building has collapsed.
I saw from the corner, boom, 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 boom.
Started running. 4x4 started popping out.
It was like, as if they had detonated.
Secondary explosion, probably a device he'd have planted before.
It sounded like gunfire. You know, bang, 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 bang.
50 consecutive bangs, and it went, fell down like a waterfall.
Do you know if it was an explosion or if it was a building collapse?
To me, it sounded like an explosion.
And you heard the boom, 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 boom.
Who in the room was fully aware that three towers collapsed on that date? Maybe a show of hands. That's not the majority. Let me ask you the other way. Who did not know that three towers went down?
How much studying have you actually done of 9/11 other than what the government's told you and what mainstream media has told you?
You cannot say that any member of the Bush administration knew it was going to happen or wanted it to happen. It's a ridiculous thing to say.
Ridiculous. Okay, let's talk about your BBC. I have a tape of a BBC reporter broadcasting directly back to England talking about a third building has collapsed, World Trade Center Building 7.
Jane Stanley. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
But this isn't the first building that has suffered as a result. We know that part of the Marriott Hotel next to the World Trade Center also collapsed.
All the while she's talking, World Trade Center Building 7 is still standing right behind her.
As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning. We see these huge clouds of smoke and ash. And we know that behind that, there's an empty piece of what was a very familiar New York skyline, a symbol of the financial prosperity of this city, but completely disappeared now. And New York is still unable to...
It didn't fall for another half hour, yet they were doing a pre-broadcast back to England that, this building fell and it hadn't fallen yet.
If you're trying to make out the British Broadcasting Company, one of the most respected news organizations in the world, was inventing huge buildings falling over, you need to have a break, Jesse. We'll come back after the break and we'll talk about Israel and Iran.
Are you kidding me? This is a fact.
Presumably there were very few people in the Salomon building when it collapsed. I mean, there were, I suppose, fears of possible further collapses around the area.
That's what you would hope, because this whole downtown area behind me has been completely sealed off and evacuated, apart from the emergency workers. That was done by the mayor, Rudy Giuliani, much earlier today, because of course the dreadful collapse of the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. But New York, very much a city still.
The only way you're going to get a
building to come down like that, any building, any structure, is you have to blow up all 80 columns at the same time. Otherwise, it won't go down like that. To me, that's common sense. It's impossible for a building to collapse like that unless all 80 columns are blown up at the same time.
We're at a hotel in Arlington, Virginia. It shows the explosion that followed the crash of American Airlines Flight 77 into the Pentagon, but the video does not show the airplane. The video's existence was disclosed in 2002. A hotel manager says it was confiscated by the FBI. It was just publicly released as the result of a lawsuit.
From my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual side of the building that's crashed in. And as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around.
I've seen the pictures. It looks like there's nothing there except for a hole in the ground.
Basically, that's right. The only thing you could see from where we were was a big gouge in the earth and some broken trees. We could see some people walking around in the area, but from where we could see, there wasn't much left.
Any large pieces of debris at all?
No, there was nothing that you could distinguish that a plane had crashed there.
Smoke, fire?
Nothing. It was absolutely quiet. It was actually very quiet. Nothing going on down there. No smoke, no fire.
The government only gave a conspiracy theory. That's all they did. Here's the government's conspiracy theory that 19 Islamic radicals armed with box cutters defeated our multi-billion dollar air defense system, all while conspiring with a bearded guy in a cave in Afghanistan. That's their conspiracy theory. Anything else? I mean, why is that for sure a fact? We don't know that. That's simply what the government offered us as what happened on 9/11. And today, there's holes in a lot of that. People that were there, and they survived it, and many of them tell a far different story than what the government has told us. Now, whom should I believe? Should I believe what comes out of my government, who, I might add, lies to me all the time? Whom should I believe? People who lived through it, or the bureaucrats in Washington?
We must stop the terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
Thank you.
Now watch this drive.
All right. There were no planes on 9/11, but people have a hard time believing that, and I don't know
why.
Well,
they all saw it on TV. It must be real.
Yeah, and that's the problem, and I saw it on TV. Therein lays the problem. People think they see it on TV, it must be real. They saw the moon landing on TV. I saw it. I watched him get out.
Was One World Trade Center is the one with the large television antenna on it. And the restaurant Windows on the World is in that tower. The other one is the one with the observation deck. At this point, the Associated Press with a story that says there is no report of any casualties, without jumping to too many conclusions, looking at the extent of this damage and knowing how well populated that building is. There's another explosion down on the left side on the second World Trade Center tower.
I know you're up there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin.